Masechet Avot, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Yod Bet, Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua said, Yi kevod talmidecha haviv alecha keshelach. Let the honor of your students be as precious to you as your own. We see with Moshe Rabbeinu how he treated Yehoshua. With Yehoshua, he didn't tell him when they were going to war with Amalek. He didn't say, choose men for me. What did he say? Behadlanu anashim, choose men for us. He put Yehoshua on the same level as him. He treated his student Yehoshua with a tremendous amount of respect. Students, Talmidim, provide a tremendous amount of knowledge to their teacher. Like the famous statement of Rabbi Hanina in Masechet Ta'anit Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says, Harbe lamadti mirabotai. Rabbi Hanina said, I learned a tremendous amount from my rabbis. Umehaverai yoter mirabotai. And from my colleagues, from my friends, I've learned even more than my rabbis. But most of all, umitalmidai yoter mikulan. From my students, I've learned most of all, more than anybody. Students have the ability to poke and prod a teacher with questions. And those questions sharpen the mind and allow a teacher to solidify their understanding of something, and they have the proper context because of all the questions that their students ask them. So a teacher has to honor their students on a very high level. Ukvod havincham kemora rabach, and let the honor of your friend be as precious to you as the awe you have for your teacher. We see with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon. Moshe Rabbeinu is the younger brother of Aharon, but still Aharon calls him Bi Adoni, my master. So even though Aharon was older, he treated his younger brother Moshe, the greatest man of all time, of course, with a tremendous amount of respect. So you have to, no matter what, treat your colleagues, your friends, with a tremendous amount of respect as if they're your teacher. Umora Rabbecha Kemore Shamayim. Let the awe you have for your teacher be as precious to you as the awe, as the respect, as the wonder you have for the Shamayim. When somebody disrespects your teacher, it should be that you're concerned with their respect as much as you are with the respect of Hashem. We learn Parashat Beha'alotecha, when Eldad u'Medad were mitnabbi'im b'mahaneh, they were prophesizing in the camp, and they were showing Moshe Rabbeinu disrespect. Yehoshua ben Nun said, Adoni Moshe kila'em. Let's jail them. Let's put them away. Let's be very harsh with them. They're rebelling. And he treated them with that type of harshness because Yehoshua looked at these people who were rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu as if they were rebelling against the Shekhinah, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has to look at his rabbi, the respect of his rabbi, as if it's the respect of Hashem. So therefore, Yehoshua ben Nun had such harsh feelings towards Eldad u'Medad.